I'm 19 years old. I'm a young comedian. I hate that term, young comedian, you know. I prefer prodigy. And people, they pigeonhole me as a comic, you know, which is so disingenuous because I'm not a comic. I'm an artist. And I don't do comedy shows. I do one-man shows. And I've been doing them, 1998 was actually my first one-man show. And it was a show about Jews in Nazi Germany called Under the Floorboards. I'll do a scene from that right now. No. Watch and then judge. This is a scene from Under the Floorboards. Hey. Shh. And in 99, I did a show called The Catholic Orgasm. I'll do a scene from that. Fuck. 2000, I did a piece called The Inappropriate Musician. I'll do a scene from that. Mike, back off the ledge, Mike. Think about your kids. You want them to grow up without a father. Is that what you want, Mike? Mike, please listen to me. I'm your friend. No, Mike, don't jump. No, Mike, no! He's saved. In 2001, I did John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath, except I adapted it into a story about an intergalactic sexual predator called The Rapes of Wrath. 2002, I did a piece, if you're familiar with The Elephant Man, I did a piece based off of that called Bulldog Man. Oh, also known as Bulldog Man, for those who have hit puberty. And I'll do a monologue from that right now. For those listening in the CD, I kind of look like a bulldog. It doesn't matter. I'm lying. 2004, I did a piece called Smeagol from Lord of the Rings having sex with a black chick. I'll do that. Precious. I actually got a Danza nomination for that. It was right after the Tonys. 2005, if I get a blackout for this, I did a piece called Charlie Brown Getting Molested, so if we could blackout right now. Hello? Is anybody here? What the fuck are you doing? Let go of me! Good grief. So, bring the lights up. 2007. I did a piece called The Juggler's Wife. I'll do a scene from that. Please, stop juggling! 2008, I did a bit of a controversial piece because I played a slave in the 1780s, but I didn't wear makeup because I feel, as you know, an artist, I'm qualified to tell any story. And it was a piece called Whiplashes, and this is the climactic scene. It is hard, raw art, so if you're adverse to that, you might want to look away. But this is the climactic scene from Whiplashes, and I hope you enjoy it. You'll have to answer to God for this. Well, psh, ow! You're a dick. And then 2009, which was the last year before the piece I'm doing currently, I did a piece called, it's a very emotional piece, it means a lot to me, so forgive me if I break down, but this is a scene from it, and the piece was called The Boy and His Dog. Get out of here, all right? Go, I can't afford to keep you anymore. I can't, it's too, please don't make this harder than it has to be. I hate you. Is that what you need to hear from me? All right? I hate you. I hate you! It's not just me. My dog hates Mexicans too.